clinicians with enhanced skills or covering higher risk patients. Some primary care settings may have clinicians whose skills can provide more advanced care, such as tracheal intubation, arrhythmia management, and other critical care skills. In this instance, provision should be made so that these skills can be employed to ensure that patients receive optimal care. Similarly, some settings may have staff who are not familiar with certain equipment, in which case a local decision should be made as to whether training is increased to cover such skills or whether such equipment is not required. The lists below follow the guidance set by the Resuscitation Council UK. Airway and breathing equipment, which should be available. PPE, gloves, aprons, eye protection. Pocket mask with oxygen port. Portable suction, battery or manual, with Yanker sucker and soft suction catheters. Oropharyngeal airways, sizes 0, 1, 2, 3 and 4. Self-inflating bag with reservoir, adult. Self-inflating bag with reservoir, child. Clear face masks for self-inflating bag, sizes 0, 1, 2, 3 and 4. Supraglottic airway device with syringes, lubrication and ties, tapes, scissors as appropriate. Choice of device, such as laryngeal mask airway and eye gel laryngeal tube, and size will depend on local policy and staff training. Oxygen cylinder with key where necessary. Oxygen tubing, stethoscope. Circulation equipment which should be available. Automated external defibrillator, AED. Consider facilities for pediatric use, especially for practices that treat children. Adhesive defibrillator pads and spare set of pads. Razor, scissors, ECG electrodes. May use AED pads or ECG electrodes with ECG monitor according to local policy. Intravenous cannulae, selection of sizes, and 2% chlorhexidine, alcohol wipes, tourniquets and cannula dressings. Adhesive tape, intravenous infusion set, selection of needles and syringes, intraosseous access device and or needles suitable for infants, children and adults. IV extension set, types of connectors, ports and caps to be determined locally. 50ml syringes times 2 for intraosseous infusion. Sharps container, glucose monitor.